We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
There's nothing better when you're on a break than a nice Sunday session, Fat Guts.
Too right, Jimmy boy. This week it's been Sundays every day.
Today we do your favourite topic. What have you seen? Unusual. Plus, we take a look back at the story of your missing driver.
Yes, that Uber man. We also flash back to my incident with a fan on the Footy Show Grand Final, Jim. That was embarrassing. And I'll tell you about a joke about winning Lotto.
But next, we go back to one of your most fearsome bakes ever. In fact, I'm still trying to recover.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Interesting timing.
Three, two, one.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
I'll tell you who's really been annoying me. And he's been annoying me for a long, long time, Jim.
Oh, okay.
This bloke is that far ahead of himself, it's not funny.
Really?
He goes to the dunny, thinks that what comes out of his freckle smells like perfume.
Jeez.
He swaggers around like he owns every joint he walks into. He can't walk past a mirror without stopping to enjoy what he sees. His ideas are better than everyone else's. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants.
Who are you talking about?
You! 6 weeks ago, I turned up here and started working. Old Wilbur at the coalface while you're drinking wine, playing golf, carrying on like a real proper cocker smack. Ratings Brownless has to carry the station again while dickhead Brayshaw does what he likes. You know what you are, Jim?
What?
A entitled...
You mean... And
shut the up! You haven't been here long enough to interrupt me! It's like I always say...
What do you always say?
He who laughs last... didn't get the f*** joke! Jim, I'm going to management. I'm going to go Fitz because I'm sick of this sh**. Jim with his mate Punter. Jim taking over from Bruce. Jim down at Port Ferry. What about Jim turns up the f***? Any chance? How's that for an idea? Turn up and do something on the rush hour.
It's awesome.
Oh, he's gone.
How did I know? How did I know that was coming?
Oh, day two and you've copped it.
Oh, God.
Off, Jim.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M.
Aaron, of course, the main man at TaylorMade and looks after us with amazing product quizzes and things like that. But what they've also done is release the Sim 2 driver, which I have had in my bag now for about a month and a half. It is unbelievable.
Have you?
Unbelievable.
When did you get that and how did you get that?
They just delivered it to my house. Ooh. But Bill, I'm going to get to that in just a second. But it was, it is an incredible piece of equipment.
Oh, good.
It's unbelievable. So if you're out there and you love your golf and you want a new driver, get hold of the Sim 2. It is nuts. Now, Aaron, who runs TaylorMade, contacted me a while ago about something else. And after we finished the conversation, he said to me, and while you're at it, when do you start back on the Rush Hour? I said, too soon.
Well,
couple
too
of weeks,
soon.
Week and a half. He goes, ask Bill what happened to his Sim 2 driver. So what did happen to it?
You haven't heard this story.
No.
You haven't been listening to the Rush Hour.
I haven't listened to a second of it.
Well, Jim, I was doing some advertising for TaylorMade.
Were you?
Over the breaks, and we had a very good, funny ad.
Right.
About dropping the Sim 2 driver, okay? And I was going to let it go, and anyway, America dropped it. Before actually, and they weren't supposed to. Anyway, so
what does that mean?
Nothing.
Well, anyway, I was going to get this beautiful Sim 2 driver delivered.
Superb.
In good faith, Because I've been doing a little bit of work
right.
for him, okay,
yeah,
Jim?
Okay.
So, anyway, you wouldn't believe it. I'm old Fats waiting for the Sim 2 driver to come along. And Lucy, Loose Wheels, our girl,
yes.
breaks into the room here, this studio, Jim,
yes.
while we're on air, while we're during transmission, she breaks in and has this to say.
The driver was supposed to be put with a courier to be sent to us here today, yeah. so you can have some photos with it, give it a test run.
Has it been stolen?
Couriers were really busy, so what we did instead, well, when I say we, we booked an Uber, right?
Yes.
Goes in the Uber so we can track it, gets picked up from TaylorMade.
Yes.
Out in Clayton,
I think. It is, yeah.
Driver cancels the trip once he's picked it up. The trip's on its way. We can see it coming in.
No.
The trip is cancelled.
No.
Trip is cancelled.
He's playing golf right now with
Uber,
my driver.
Uber driver deletes his account. We cannot track him.
Oh, you're kidding.
The driver has the driver.
Shifty.
And we still don't have it.
The shifty now, mother.
That is a good golfing story. Wow. Unusual. So that is true.
That's a 100%
true. So, Lumo, what would the driver
that's
be worth?
Why I'm here.
What's it worth?
It's over $1,000.
Oh. Yes. Oh. So the Uber driver has deleted all contacts.
We cannot track him. We're trying to contact Uber to try and get some kind of background info.
And that's my driver.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Get stuffed, Uber driver. You can't do that. That's Pat, what happened.
Have you tracked it down?
Well, no, he cancelled the trip. So he picks up the driver.
Yes. No, no, I heard
he's
whatever.
Driving along, looking at it, cancels his trip. Then he deletes his account. So, no, they couldn't find
it. We have not found it since.
No, so it's floating around. If you see a Uber driver,
because that's what you're going to do.
Well, a Sim 2 driver. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, right. Well, so honestly, if you're pegging it up at Albert Park, you go, that's the dirty bloody Uber driver that pinched Bill's driver, because you just know it to look at him, would you?
So you know what we did then?
What'd you do?
Onions had to get into a car from here, drive out to Clayton, actually get the driver and bring it back for Anthony
Which
Wynn.
Is probably what Onion should have done in the first place.
Well, you'd think if you got an Uber driver to do that, that'd work.
We found his name.
Did we? What was his name?
Gruber.
No.
Gruber.
Yeah. Gruber,
the Uber driver. Stole Fats
Gruber.
Sim 2.
His name's not Gruber.
100%
it's
Gruber. Oh, he can't be called Gruber.
Gruber.
Gruber, the Uber driver. Oh. Bill, he's driving your driver.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Pouring out the gold from JB and Billy on Triple M.
People ask me a lot of the time about the old footy show days, and they say to me, "What have you got one thing that happened beyond any others during the 11 years you did that show that you remember and makes you giggle more than any other?" And I say, yes.
What was it,
Jim? I have.
What is it, my friend?
We did a grand final footy show.
Where?
At Rod Laver Arena.
How big was that?
14,000 people.
Yep.
And so when you have a big sort of stage production show like that, Rabbits Bartholomew,
yes.
it's important you get off to a good start.
Yeah.
So it's important your first gag really flies.
Oh, Bill says start well and you'll end well.
No, you've got to start well.
You got to. So we go, okay, how we do it. So we always did the production piece, which was magnificent.
Yes.
The songs and all the rest of it. So that got the house really rocking. Then out we all came and there were bloody fireworks and all of that. And we hit the stage and that's all good.
Yeah.
Gary and myself, of course, and then there's the old enforcer, and you want your panel, your first panel, to really resonate.
Oh, no.
So I reckon Swanee was there. At that stage, the Brownlow medalist, I can't remember who. It might have been Crawford. Who
Johnny
else was there? And then making a big entrance at the end of the first panel was old Fat. Anyway, 14,000 people on the edge of their seats.
Rod Laver.
Out comes Fat. I can't remember what the reason was, but during the week, the production meeting, Fat goes, I've got an idea.
Fat didn't say this.
I've got an idea.
I got tired.
I reckon if we get this great big huge fan, like an industrial size, like a 10-foot fan, and it nearly blows me off the stage with whatever the hell I've got on. As he's saying that, Sam and I are sitting in the same production meeting going, I can't really see that working.
No.
So I don't see how that's going to work, how it's going to look good.
You're a big fan.
Bill's like, don't worry, trust me, I'll hit the stage. This fan will nearly push me off the stage. Oh, the Jim. Noise. The
Jim.
So we do all of the setup perfectly. Yeah. Couldn't have got underway better.
Away.
Out comes Fat.
And the fan.
The fan, I don't reckon the blades actually went the whole way around.
It was like a fan you'd have at home.
A bill.
You buy down at Kmart for $20.
You could have walked through that fan. It did not blow one bit of wind at you or anything else.
Well, I kept my hair on. But
Fat standing there.
Yeah, and I'm standing there going, looking Bill, at the what are you doing? Now, let me just correct you a bit.
So we helped you out.
Yeah, you're great. Going well, Fat. Going well. Geez, you're fine.
How's this fan gag going, Fat?
No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, we got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look. So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze. Bit of breeze. So I thought, oh, yeah. And they said, when we're on live, we'll
proper,
turn it right up.
Right
up. Turn it right up.
Crank it up.
Because I think they wanted me cheeks to, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a dog out the window.
You might have your stupid cat suit on or something. Yeah, it was one of those sort of visual jobs.
So I thought, oh, yeah, didn't think about it, which you should when something like that's very important. Everyone's watching you.
Well, the whole world's watching.
And we're away, and I remember standing there, and they turned it up, and there was just no wind. There was no wind.
It wasn't even rotating.
And I'm standing there going, don't get out of here, Jesus.
The
what
whole
are you doing,
show Pat? Relied on your gag. And
it's
I'm sitting there, and I reckon I had some wee-wees coming out of that's how much I was laughing. It was the funniest thing
and
ever.
And it's hard to come back from that.
No, that was you for the show.
Flat.
You were done.
Bang. Fat was flat.
No, you were.
Oh, I couldn't come back because it just didn't work. No. Not my fault.
No, it was your
producer's fault. I think it was Rob.
You're standing a couple of metres away and we just started piling
into you. Go well,
good Fat. This is good.
At Triple M, we recommend you Sunday session responsibly, or you'll end up like Billy.
And it was
the Rush Hour Sunday session on Triple M.
I feel good.
133353.
You haven't given this one a lot of thought, given it's the first phoner we've done for a long time, but you've sort of just gone with one we've done for years.
Old topics Brownless has come up with. What have you seen unusual? Talking about the goalpost at East Malvern, where they put the 2-point posts in the middle, goalposts on the outside. Come on, mate.
And people along Beach Road all through the summer will have seen the same Joker. I've spoken about him before. He's on one of those motorised skateboards with a dog on his shoulder.
A dog?
You see him all the time heading up and down Elwood along the
front. It's not a parrot.
No, it's a dog. Full furry dog. Parked on his shoulder, Bill, as he zooms along.
That's unusual.
All right, so where do we get our start today?
Well, let's go to Callum Murray there in Geelong. G'day, Cal.
G'day, Topics.
Topics today, spot on, Cal. What do you got for us? What have you seen unusual?
Well, I was sitting out off Lawn Point on my outrigger canoe a couple of years ago,
good
kilometre offshore.
Yeah.
A young gentleman rode past me in a rowing skull.
Oh, no.
What's
an Olympic rowing skull, a good K to a K and a half. You know, I was out there, in my ocean canoe with life jackets and all the safety gear, and this fella just with his socks pulled up, it was like he was rowing along the Yarra.
They maybe come out of the Yarra and just keep going and kept going to Lawn.
All the way to Lawn.
Might have been going to Warrnambool to catch up with someone.
Seriously, how bloody good is the bull?
You're not meant to row those sort of boats out a K off the shore.
No, I wouldn't think so.
All right, that's unusual. I like that. James, a beautifully named young man in McKinnon. Jimmy.
How are you, Jim? How are you, Billy? Rosie?
G'day. What have you seen unusual, James?
My neighbour down the street has got his old Christmas tree out on the nature strip still. 4 months it's been there.
No.
4 months.
That's not good enough.
So he won't get rid of it. He's hoping someone will pick it up.
Mate, he's mowed around it.
I love that.
Yes.
That's gold. Stay there. Nice one, Jimmy. Matt, is there?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
And where are you from, Matty?
Gordon.
I'm from Gordon, JB.
Where is that, please?
Ballarat, Jim.
Yeah, up near Ballarat. Oh, strong
Jesus,
footy club up there.
Be cold there at the minute.
Yeah, we're doing firewood at the moment, mate.
Firewood.
Oh, of course he is.
Who coaches Gordon this year?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I'm not involved with the club,
not involved, Bill, the club.
Well, what do you do, Matt?
I'm a sales rep for Haynes Paint. Good Ballarat company.
Good
Ballarat.
They are. That's your high end.
I know. Well, it's all sorts of paint, Jim.
No, the Haynes is the top shelf.
That's a good Ballarat. It's like Mars.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
What have you seen unusual, by the way, Matty?
Well, I was just heading up to Lake Epilogue there with the ski, and we stopped at Heathcote at the Caltex there.
Yeah.
And there's a girl with the bonnet up, and she's looking around. She walks into the service station and buys 2 by 1 litres of Mount Franklin to fill up the wipers.
Oh, no.
Expensive. There isn't a tap or a watering can next to her, mate. Yeah, she probably got a 2 for 4 deal, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the tap water in this state's good enough to put in your wipers.
I wonder if the soda water type stuff would be better for your windscreen. Might be better.
Oh, because it wouldn't go flat anytime soon. you reckon it'd keep bubbling?
Well, imagine that. It'd be on your way. It'd come up beautiful, I reckon. I don't mind that. We got any others? Jim, don't tell me. Only three.
Oh, that Bill.
What?
That's what you bring to the table.
What happened to Justin and Greg and Jeremy?
Look at Fat
Chip.
Now he turns around to Jill like it's her fault. Well, you've come up with nothing.
I've worked on this for
have
6 months.
Have you?
Put it all together.
All you did is...
And get 3 bloody calls.
Drag a story offline about the goalposts at East Malvern. You didn't see anything unusual yourself.
Jeremy Cameron, I saw him the other day.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Back soon with more from JB and Billy.
Oh, and by the way, it's your round.
This is the last time... You go and put anything together that I haven't heard about first. Kim. If this doesn't work, you're done.
MD is speaking here. Right. We need a circuit breaker, Jim, because we talk a lot of footy, okay? So just thought I'd take it down another track.
Did
okay?
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just some wild, weird and wonderful, quirky, dumbfounding facts about Australia, okay? So shut up and listen for a minute. You might learn something. Wombat poo is square, so it doesn't fall off rocks.
A true fact.
That is a true fact, that wombat poo is square.
I don't see how a square poo can come out of a round hole.
Well, it mightn't be round. It might be a
square. Oh, you think their bums are square?
well, how's a square poo? Here's another one, Jim.
Yes.
Melbourne, the great city that we live in now, guess what it could have been called if it didn't get changed? You know what it was called before Melbourne?
Nope.
Batmania.
A true fact.
Batmania, we could have been called, Jim.
After?
John Batman.
Batman.
Well, John Batman.
I don't think he's Batman.
He is Batman.
No. I don't think he's Batman.
What do you think it is?
John,
Batman.
Batman. I always thought it was.
Well, anyway, John Batman, whatever. Yes. Who founded, obviously, Melbourne on the Yarra River. So that could have been it. Imagine, what are you doing on the
Batmania.
Weekend?
Batmania.
Going to Batmania. Mm. Mm, not bad. It's got a nice little ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Yorta Yorta Country, which is in Shepparton, Jim, around that area, right? Guess what was invented there? The furphy, the term. You know why? Because John Furphy himself invented a water cart that kept the World War I Anzacs hydrated, okay? So this water cart, have you seen them? You haven't seen the furphy tank?
No.
Well, that's why. And then because they used to tell a few stories, the old soldiers, and put a bit of mayo on it, that hence became the word furphy.
True fact.
There you go. Did you know that?
Nope. So, I still don't really know it because you didn't explain it properly. But anyway.
What else have I got here? Oh, what about this
one? You got 16, so you've actually got another 13 to go.
Bondi surfing prodigy, okay? Kevin the Head Brennan. Was 14 years old and weighed just 42 kilos, Jim.
Yes.
14 and 42 kilos.
Yes, Bill.
When in 1965, he beat the world's best surfers to become the only surfer to win the New South Wales junior and senior titles in the same year.
The Head.
He was 14, the Head. 42 kilos, Jim. How good's that?
That's amazing, Bill.
Another one here.
Oh, here we go, number 5.
And you heard it first on the Rush Hour last year. Remember old 9-year-old Lenny Gwyther? Was it? Lenny Gwyther? And his horse, Ginger Mick,
up to
Sydney.
The bridge.
That's right, to see witness the opening of Sydney Harbour Bridge and met Don Bradman.
20s or 30s or whenever it was.
And the Prime Minister came and shook his hand.
Yes.
So that's a great fact.
No, but you've already gone with that one.
Oh, well, but they've got it here, but they obviously weren't listening to the Rush Hour.
So you've rehashed a last year fact.
And a last one, Jim.
Right.
You know our magnificent national anthem, Advance Australia Fair. That was voted for in 1977, okay?
Right.
So I don't know how many people were living in Australia at the time, but 43% voted for Advance Australia Fair, 28% voted for Waltzing Matilda,
right?
And then 18% voted for God Save the Queen. Yes. So that was it. That was 1977, yeah. That's a long time. Maybe
North
we
Melbourne
should.
Premiership year.
Was it?
Waltzing Matilda, it's about a bloke thumping a sheep.
It's not, is it?
Probably couldn't have made that out national anthem.
Waltzing Matilda. But you reckon we might have a little change-up, shouldn't we? Do we need a new national anthem?
They've changed the word slightly.
Yeah, they did, actually, yes.
We are one and free, which I totally think is a good thing.
43% voted for it back in 77. So there you go.
So that can't be it, though.
That's it. That's the interesting fact.
That's the end of it.
Yep. Really. Jill put that together.
This is a main city, like a big city sort of drive show.
Yeah.
So you've got to sort of get your content to that level. This isn't like Bendigo FM or
K-Rock.
You know, or that thing you used to work for down the bloody road. This is like Triple M is a big city station.
Weird and wonderful, Jim, you must admit. You'll take home.
No, they're weird.
You'll rock up next to Lisa tonight and go, hey, Dale, definitely. You know, Wombat Boo is square.
Yeah, I don't reckon I'm going to do that, just to be brutally honest. Yes, anyway.
We are taken by some marvellous regional stations and Hobart as well.
We've got them on with. So Bendigo,
I'm telling you, some of the regional stations will think that's actually good radio.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M.
Joined by a good member of the Triple M footy family and a two-time Best and Fairest medal winner.
We dog to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie Bear.
Well, we thought he was an important member.
We did.
Until a bit like Nick Riewoldt, he just evaporated.
Gone missing.
Hey, what happens? We sign these blokes.
On big dollars,
On the big dough. And they get exposure to the top level.
That's it.
And then suddenly they're just nowhere to be seen.
They get happy with themselves. I've done enough and now
what's going
I'll just
on?
Go elsewhere. Where are you, Burn?
Oh, I'm in Adelaide, Bill, at the moment. And the big dollars thing, well, that's false. We all know that. But, just over here. I didn't want to get stuck down like all you blokes over there in the lockdown. So decided to stay over here and do most of my work from here. How have you been going without me, though, Bill? I sent you a few questions for Harmsy the other day.
Oh, yes. That was
great
good.
Questions, but you just butchered the delivery, which was no surprise. And then when you were finished with your questions, you wrapped him up. You were done.
Well, to be honest, we're getting a bit boring. It was good. He was driving along with Froffy's mate, wasn't he?
He was.
We had a chat with Froffy. But Dale Thomas has been very good. I'm very happy with the way Daisy's going. He's good. He's got good energy.
Yeah,
he's,
okay.
Brings good stuff to the table, unlike you and Duck. Hey, now, Phil's head, Bernie, what is going on? What the f*** is going on in Adelaide? Theatricum in Adelaide. First, we have the Chief Public Health Officer, Nicola, coming out saying stupid stuff like this.
Nicola.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Yeah. Now, who says that?
Bernard.
Well, it's Nicola, by the way. But
what is that?
Yeah.
That is someone that doesn't have a very good football background, I don't think. But maybe the Adelaide players listened to her because they were awful on the weekend and went down to Collingwood. So they had the last laugh, didn't they?
Well, I've got some other things here that annoy me about Adelaide.
Oh, okay? Nice. Let me know.
So if I go down and play Tats Lotto on a Wednesday or a Saturday, what do you guys play over there in Adelaide?
Cross Lotto.
Of course. Yep.
Yes.
All right. If I go to the footy and buy a record, which we all do, we look it up and things, what do you guys buy?
Budget. Footy
the budget.
Yeah, footy budget.
What's the footy budget?
What's the footy record? It should be a budget.
I drive down here in Geelong and I go into a street and I turn into a court. What do you guys turn into?
I don't know, a street.
No, a cul-de-sac.
It's a cul-de-sac anywhere else in the world, Bill. It's
no,
only
it's
a
not.
Court in
no,
Melbourne.
And not in Melbourne, it's not, Jim. And then I nearly ran off the road the other day and nearly ran into a power pole. What do you guys call it?
Oh, Stobie pole.
What is a f***ing Stobie pole? I've never heard of Stobie pole. What is that?
Well, it's exactly the same. What do you call it?
It's a power pole.
A power pole, electrical pole. No, it's a Stobie pole.
Stobie?
Don't want to run into a Stobie, Bill. It does some damage in your car. But, Bill, don't have a crack at me. Your bloody state's in lockdown, you dickhead. Yeah. Get your contract tracing right and we might start listening to you.
Don't start that because where did it all start?
Well, it might have been here.
Yeah.
Bernard, the other one that I've always found amusing when I spend a fair bit of time in Adelaide was you go down and have a kick of the footy.
Yes.
If kids go to Trevor Barker and have a kick of the footy.
Everyone does it.
What in Adelaide, what the kids go and do?
I'm not sure. They have a
daub. I'm going down the park for a daub.
Let's go for a daub.
Does that mean
kicking the footy?
Kicking the footy. They call it having a going for a daub.
What? Going for a daub and going to play PAX.
Play PAX.
PAX is marks up, I think, in Victoria.
Marks
PAX.
Up.
Yeah, PAX.
See, and also, what else? Your pie floaters and all that shit?
Yeah, pie floater. You tried one of them, Bill? You look like a pie floater. That's a pie. You're eating green shit.
Get him
back.
Hey,
Bill, just before I let you go, had a bit of issue. What's Bernie. My name again?
Bernie, sorry? Yes.
Bernie, good. You got that right the third time. Hey, a bit of an issue with a jumper today, I hear.
No, Daisy, don't know what you're talking about.
No, a bit of a hole in the jumper and you decided to colour it in with a texter, did you?
What is he doing? Seriously.
Why don't you go to your hometown and have a look at that scoreboard?
What about when you take the jumper off? You're going to have a black dot on it, you dickhead.
Oh, no. I've got a blue
what
dot.
What is wrong with you? Seriously, fat.
What have you done? You thought you'd just colour it in. How old are you, three? See ya.
You're just breaking up. He's off.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. To call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Hi, Jimmy boy, I was at breakfast this morning with the wife and she said to me...
No, Bill. You can't start it like that because the joke's not about you.
Oh.
So if you need to start it. A wife was sitting at breakfast with her husband.
I was at breakfast and the wife asked her husband, Jim, what would you do if I won lotto?
Yes.
The husband said, I'd take half and leave you. She goes, good. Here's $6. She only won 12.
Thank you, Bill.
She only won 12 bucks.
I understand the joke, Bill. Yeah. But still wanted him to leave. No, I get it, Bill.
Well, he was happy to leave, but he just assumed he might get a mill or 2 mils. $6.
They're not hard jokes to read.
They're not hard. Well, write them properly.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.